and welcome to Mysterious Minis, a mini weekly episode of A Galaxy Not So Far Away, a Mysterious Galaxy podcast. I'm your host, Becca.
And I'm Gary.
And thank you for joining us again this week. We're going to be telling you all about the upcoming events for the store, any author events that we have, any Instagram takeovers, as well as what books are coming out this week that we're excited about.
It's a rather quiet week compared to the last couple we've had. Usually mid-month is a little bit slower. The biggest release weeks are always going to be like the first week of the month.
Yeah.
So
all I know is the last time that we were listing books, like, I had to cut down my list because there were so many things coming out.
Yeah. There's still a lot, right? Like, there are a lot of things that we don't necessarily carry, so I didn't, like, want to, feature them on here. There's a bunch of memoirs coming out. There's a John Cena board book. Did you know that he works on board books? Yeah, called... Oh man, why did I close it? Elbow Grease?
I won't lie to you. I always forget that, like, people still make board books.
Yeah.
It feels like such a relic of my childhood.
That's the thing, right? Because, like, board books are very specific to, like, when you're a toddler of the age that you're probably going to eat the book, not read it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he does. He's got a board book coming out. But, like, that wasn't something that I put on my list as, like, we have to talk about this book this week, Becca.
But still, I'm definitely going to go check that out now, because...
There's a whole it's a whole series, I guess. So the one that's coming out is a Magnetic Playbook, but there's a handful of them. They've been coming out for the last couple
of years. I love Magnetic... Like, you mean, like, the magnetic ones where you can, like, move stuff around on them, right?
Uh-huh.
I love books like that. And I love those little books where, like, you open, like, a little flap and there's, like, stuff inside of it. Mm-hmm. Like, little, like, secret hidden... Anyways.
I love stuff like that. Should we do books first or events first?
Do you want to just knock out the events?
Yeah.
I don't actually have it in front of me,
There's literally only one, like, author event on the schedule right now for this week. And that is our virtual event tomorrow night with Max Berry. He's the writer of a book, Providence, which I read and loved. Okay, I can finally be like, yo, let me tell you about this book I read. Providence is about... The book opens with First Contact. We've, like, been mining star systems and have, like, discovered an alien race. And now war has begun.
Of course.
So the government... the different branches of the military... like, band together, and they form a group that's just called Service, and they build these autonomous space shuttles called Providences that are supposed to be, like, indestructible. They have an AI system running them. They are sent out to fight the alien the alien race, whatever, that we've butted up against, and each Providence ship has four people on it. You've got the pilot, the weapons guy, the tech guy, and, you know, like... the fourth person, I don't remember what her title is, but she's basically, like, the person who's responsible for keeping everyone cool-headed. Right? She's the mental health person on board. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, as the book goes on, they get deeper and deeper into alien territory, and, like, increasingly strange things start happening with the ship. There's a malfunction that requires them to, disable one of the ship's computers, and then the next morning, the door to that room to, like, access those computers is just gone. The ship has, like, repaired it. The ship repairs itself and is like, hey,
that is so
something
cool.
is threatening me from the inside.
It's a real smart house vibe.
Yeah, it was really good. I liked it a lot. It took some very interesting turns that I didn't expect, but it was fun. I think that was our Fantastic First pick last month, so folks who, are part of our Fantastic First program for science fiction fantasy should already have that one.
Nice!
But yeah, so Max is doing an event with us tomorrow at 7. It's a virtual event. Of course, I'll put the link in the episode description. It's probably going to be live streamed to Facebook, as we've been doing with most of our events lately.
You will most likely find me in the comments section for this event, because I'm very much interested in everything that you've just told me.
Yeah, it was really... it was really good. The cover's amazing, too. I don't know if you've seen the cover for this book, but it's just, like, an astronaut in their spacesuit, it like waist deep in just like water. It's just the whole cover's red.
Oh, that's so powerful. I love like when like I just love an art like water being red. Like,
yeah, it has very it has very Neon Genesis Evangelion vibes.
Oh my god, I love that series so much.
Yeah, it's got a some interesting. Girl. Yeah. Oh my god, yeah. But that's the only like event we have this week. We have an Instagram takeover happening on Sunday, the 24th, with Jennifer Armentrout.
I love Jennifer.
Yeah, she's great. She's gonna be on our Instagram presumably all Sunday, so people can keep an eye on our story.
They do it all day.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't checked out one of the Instagram takeovers yet, I highly recommend it. Like, I would get an account just to do it. It's so much fun, and you get to learn so much about your favorite authors, and even authors that you might not know, I feel very much more connected to them, and it's like, it's a fun way to find new work.
I watched the War in the 13th takeover, because the author and illustrator did an event that night. But they had been on our Instagram all day, and they posted, like, behind-the-scenes artwork and some sketches and, like, different cover designs that they worked on as they were trying to figure out what the story was going to be. Like, I think that getting that glimpse through the Instagram takeovers is so much more than you can get in, like, a 30, 45-minute, like, author event.
Yeah, absolutely. I really liked it when we had I.W. Gregorio.
Oh, yeah!
It was delightful. She did like a reading. She talked like just about the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so cool that we're able to do stuff like this. I'm so happy that we have such a good, just relationship with different authors that come to the store and like are willing to do stuff like this with us.
Absolutely.
That's it. That's the only things that's happening this week.
Hopefully we will be a little bit busier next week. It looks like actually, we should say this.
Yeah.
On Sunday, we have a virtual Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Yeah. The Dungeons & Dragons group that was meeting in the store has been continuing to meet virtually through Discord. So I'll include the link for that in the description as well. But on the homepage, there's just a page for the D&D group now. That should take everyone to that.
I'm very excited. I'm gonna have to.
We have some good
drop in.
I think there's like a good number of DMs now too. Like I think that when we were in store, we were running like 3 or 4 tables.
Wow,
it's grown a lot. We've been doing it for a little over a year now.
It's just one of those funny things where like David and I are always trying to find a new D&D group to join because we always like to do multiple campaigns. And, I mean, I literally work here, and I didn't ever consider, like, oh, hey,
maybe
I should join the in-store one.
When we talked about putting together the store one, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna go, you know, whatever. But then, like, you know, being the 9-to-5 guy, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, you don't want to go.
I don't really want to go on Sunday. And so I didn't end up participating, and I feel really bad, because there's a lot of really great people that are part of our D&D group. Folks who've been coming to the store for a long time and have been like volunteers that help us at Comic-Con, like just it's good stuff. So people should.
So
should
you,
check that
dear
out.
Listener, if please. You are not part of it, please come check it out.
Yeah, should be a good time. I think that it's like it's a drop-in, drop-out sort of situation, so you can bring your character and play for a session and see how you like it, or if you've never played before. I know that they have like. I don't know if the virtual one still has, like, kids that have been playing, but we were having kids coming in and, like, learning how to play D&D with the group, so.
That's so great.
Yeah.
David's coworker asked us to teach his, like, teenage daughter how to play because she's interested.
That's precious.
Yeah. We haven't been able to set it up with everything going on, like, but David, like, met her for the first time, and I just felt bad. Like, he told me it was pretty awkward, so I hope. With me being there, maybe she'll be like, oh, okay, this person's cool.
I get that. It's always tough, especially, like, it feels weird saying this on a podcast. I am such an introvert, it's really hard for me to, like, join groups that I don't know. Even if I have, like, a friend there to support me, it's like, okay, like, I know you, but I don't know anyone else here, and there's, like, a pressure. that comes
well,
with
I think that it has more to do with, like, it's her and a couple of her friends who are also teens. And, sure. like, it's that weird, like, we're young 20-somethings, they're teenagers, so they're like, gotcha. Are you cool, or are you, like, my dad?
That's really funny.
And any kids listening, I am the cool one. Go get that piercing. I'll take you. Don't tell your mom.
The cool dad.
I am the cool, like, garage irresponsible dad that's like, you ever heard of Night of the Living Dead, son?
Amazing.
And David's definitely more the, like, you have to eat the broccoli.
That's really great. I like that a lot. That doesn't surprise me, actually, knowing the two of you.
Yeah. Man, the kid's gonna have a lot of problems because I won't eat the broccoli. All right, should we move on to books?
We should move on to books. We have, you know, a handful. Of course, there's the big one, right? Do you want to talk about the big one? Do you want me to talk about the big one?
What is the big one?
Big one this week is the new Hunger Games book, Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Suzanne Collins.
Duh. Sorry, I just saw something about it this morning, but for our listeners, I literally drunkenly rescued a street cat last night. So, and she's like 4 weeks old. So I went to bed at like 1 a.m. and was awoken by her at 7 a.m. So yikes. I saw something about the new Hunger Games book, but yeah. I also thought maybe I hallucinated it.
As far as I'm aware, it's about President Snow.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, me too.
I'm gonna have to read it.
Yeah, right? I hope he's still terrible. Right? Like, I don't want this book to, like, make me sympathize for President Snow.
You don't want it to try and pull an Anakin?
No.
Where they're like, this guy's evil. Here's, like, 3 redeemable qualities that he will immediately destroy.
Well, but see,
destroy.
Here's the thing, right? Like, the original the Hunger Games trilogy doesn't... Snow doesn't have a redemption moment like Anakin does on Death Star 2, right? Like, he has the heart-to-heart with his son, he kills the Emperor, and then, you know, he dies redeemed. Snow's just a terrible person, through and through.
Yeah, he's just like, you know what? I suck. Sometimes people are bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I think I read the Hunger Games books late. I think they were all out when I finally
I was in high school and I was doing theater full time and I was like really busy like all the time. And so I wasn't reading much at that point in my life outside of like academic work. And I just remember those books like were getting like more like traction, and I borrowed all 3 of them, like the first I heard of them, from our like school library.
Yeah.
And I think I read them all in a month.
Amazing. Yeah, I'm sorry. When did Mockingjay come out?
Book. The film or the book?
The book. 2010. Okay. Yeah, so they were all 3 already out when I read them. They'd probably been out for a little while because I was working at the movie theater at the time, like still pretty fresh at the movie theater. And
wait,
when
did they come out?
2008, 2009, 2010.
Okay, yeah, I think I read them my, like, sophomore year of high school, so that was, like, 2011, so that, because I was like, wait, how did I get all 3? But that totally lines up.
Yeah, and I was totally one of those people who, like, I went to Borders and sat in a chair at Borders and read, like, the first half of the first one before I bought it. Because I couldn't put it down. I sat down and I was like, I'm just gonna read, like, the first chapter. And then I was like, oh, it's been, like, 2 hours. I should buy these.
You're that guy at Barnes & Noble.
I was that guy, yeah. I didn't mean to, well, sometimes I meant to be, because you'd go with friends and people would, like, get coffee and hang out and pick up a bunch of... I could spend so much time in Borders before they closed.
I remember Borders.
I miss them.
I don't. We have a store. It's
we
great.
Do have a store. Yeah, you're right. It is pretty great, guys. Come shop Mysterious Galaxy.
Shop small.
Yeah, totally. It's no, ethical. But that was like, you know, that Borders was definitely like the bookstore I went to all the time before I started, like, discovering the independent stores that are around here, right? Because I hadn't lived here very long before they closed.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. I was probably, yeah. I think I only found Mysterious Galaxy, like, within the last 10 years. Which sounds like a long time, but the store's been around for almost 30, so.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's moved a lot. It has had multiple legs.
Yeah. Yeah. I found it because a friend of mine was like, hey, Patrick Rothfuss is doing a signing at this store. We should go.
Okay, we're getting sidetracked.
We are getting sidetracked.
I'm going to tell the people about The Wife Stalker.
Ooh.
It is by Liv Constantine. She is the best-selling author of The Last Miss Parrish. It is a psychological thriller filled with chilling serpentine twists and a woman fighting to hold onto the only family she's ever loved and how far she'll go to preserve it.
Ooh.
I love female-focused, like, crime fiction. So yeah. I'm absolutely going to be... Yes, and it looks like it is out tomorrow.
Today.
It's out today on ebook, but the paperback large print will be out tomorrow.
Becca, it's Tuesday. It's the 19th that this is, people are hearing this, so it's out today.
Today! It's today! I don't know what day it is, guys.
Time has lost.
I'm trying my best.
No, you're good. You're good. I don't know if I want to talk about the other serious one or if I want to talk about this kid's book that looks delightful.
I want to talk about the kid's book. I already have it open on my computer.
Okay. I will save the... I'm excited for the kid's book also. We have another...
Look at the name of it. How could you not think I would snag it?
We should just... Okay. I'll talk about These Women first by Ivy Pechoda. Which is a story about, I believe it's five women in South LA. It says, these women on the corner, these women in the club, these women who won't stop asking questions, these women who got what they deserved, .. It's very, it's a serial killer thriller.
Yes!
It says, from the award-winning author of Wonder Valley and Visitation Street comes a serial killer story like none you've ever seen before. A literary thriller of female empowerment and social change.
So many good female-focused thrillers.
Yeah.
I know it's two, but that's so many in my book. I'm so excited.
No, it's good, you know, like, because when I think of mystery, I still have this very sort of stuffy idea of what a mystery book is. When that's not really what the genre is all the time anymore?
Absolutely not. Mystery belongs to the women and the gays now.
Yes, down.
We have claimed it.
I'm okay with this.
I can only speak for the gays.
Okay, are we talking about this fun kids book?
Yes. This week we have Night of the Living Ted, Barry Hutchinson and Lee Cosgrove's, new book that they have done.
There's zombie teddy bears!
Yes! It looks so cute. It is an action comedy series about two little kids battling an army of evil teddy bears.
It looks rad. The cover delights me. I want to read this so bad.
Basically, the premise is that Lisa Marie and her big brother Vernon visit a store called Create-A-Ted. Can't imagine what that's based off of. And the teddy bears come to life. And they're all kinds. Zombies, ghosts, aliens, and more. And they're just, like, causing mayhem. So it's up to these kids to battle them out. And
this sounds great. I would have loved this as a kid. Loved this.
Oh my god, I'm gonna love it now.
Yeah, true. Fair.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, this looks...
The illustration looks absolutely adorable. I love a good... Like, I didn't even mean to make Night of the Living Dead joke earlier, but here we are. Night of the Living Ted.
Perfect. I think it's great.
And I believe we have one more?
Yeah, I think I've got one more. Hold on, I'm gonna pull it up on our website real quick, but... one of Jenny's staff picks, Chaos Reigning by Jesse Mihalik, is out today as well. It says, oh, sorry, my laptop decided to load a new page right when I was about to read the summary. Hold on.
Nice. Also, I totally lied. Whatever you're about to say is our last book that we're going to be talking about on this episode, because we already talked about Ballad of Songbirds.
Yes. Yes, we did.
And Snakes.
Chaos Reigning, it's the third in the Consortium Rebellion series by Jesse Mihalik. It says, interplanning intrigue and romance combine in this electrifying finale to the Consortium Rebellion series. Interplanetary intrigue and romance sounds great. I've not read any of the first couple books, so I'm not going to read this, like, four-paragraph description of what this third one is about. But I've heard really, really good things. It's one of, like I said, one of Jenny's staff picks. So I believe she should have a review on the website, which, if is true, I'll include this in the description as well.
And let me just say, too, like, if Jenny picked it, like, Jenny has excellent, excellent taste.
Yeah.
So it is sure to be a phenomenal read.
Absolutely. So I'm excited. This, again, just really great cover, actually. I'm such a sucker for, like, good space sci-fi.
Yeah. I'm going to have to agree. I have nothing to add other than I agree.
On the Star Wars side, but it's all good, so check it out.
I mean, for, like, I spent most of my life, I'm going to say most of my life, not really being part of the sci-fi world. Like, I really liked Star Trek, and my mom was a big Stargate fan when I was growing up, so, like, I was familiar with those, and I liked those properties, but so much of sci-fi, as I saw it, was, like, very male-focused, and, like, most depictions of women were pretty, like, sexist.
Yeah,
so
the thing that I remember a lot about, you know, trying to shop sci-fi before finding Mysterious Galaxy, right? Because, like, we can have such an extensive collection.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff that you find are the mass market paperbacks of, like, military sci-fi guys, people that have been writing the same kind
of
stories.
Yeah, I'm not
for
into military sci-fi.
I'm not really either. And I like,
however,
it's so much more extensive than that.
However, Alien is most, like, I feel like people argue about it, but I do think at the end of the day, it's a sci-fi horror.
I agree with you.
And when I was in college, my goth cowboy English professor, who I know I've talked about on this show before, and I will continue talking about for the rest of my life, our whole, like, English 101, he turned into an analysis of, like, horror and how it treats, like, women and queer people.
Yeah.
And we did a, like, in-depth, like, we jumped into Alien, and I wrote, like, a 5-page paper about it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, from there, like, I moved into Star Wars, and, yeah, so I'm definitely a sci-fi junkie now.
Yeah, totally. I found Star Wars pretty young, you know, like, I had...
I also avoided it just because, like, I'm sorry, but the men in the Star Wars fandom make it, like, it doesn't feel like a safe place as a queer person to enter.
So I, you know, on the one hand, I am just a cis white guy, but... you know, I was, like, 8, I think, when Phantom Menace came out, and between my mom working at a Blockbuster and my stepdad working at Walmart, that meant my entire bedroom was just decked out in, like, Phantom Menace merch for, like, 6 to 8 months after that movie came
out.
That
one's your favorite, right?
Loved it. It's one of my, yeah, it's definitely, like, one of my favorites. If I was, like, ranking the movies on, like, substance, it wouldn't get ranked very high, but if it's just like, hey, what Star Wars movie do I just want to, like, put on in the background and have a good time, Phantom Menace is pretty high on that list.
I just can't believe they never went back and did anything with pod racing. Like,
I know
they made such a
really
big deal
that pod racing game from the N64 was supposed to come to consoles last week and it got pushed back.
Everything's getting pushed around.
I know. I was so excited, too. Okay, so that's it. I think very quiet week this week. Like I said, not as many titles or events to talk about as we've had in weeks past, but that doesn't mean we don't have some fun stuff coming up next week, so keep an eye out on social media. On Thursday, we have our fourth episode of the podcast. Oh my gosh, episode 4 is already coming out. which is Nook versus
Episode 3 came out?
Yeah, Episode 3 came out last week, which was
the mythology one.
Nook versus Book is this week, and then we have our first interview the week after, so keep an eye out for that, folks.
Yes, it'll be very exciting.
Yeah, that's going to be very fun. So, I'm excited for everyone to hear some of the stuff that we've been working on the last few weeks. I think it's going to be a good time.
You want me to outro us?
Guess we should outro us, yeah.
Do you want to tell me what you're reading right now?
Oh, yeah. I started reading the Anthony Horowitz Trigger Mortis. I am a few chapters in. I'm really enjoying it. It has that, like, I haven't read any of the Ian Fleming James Bond books, but I have watched I've seen all the James Bond movies, right? And I keep butting up against this thing that's happening. Like, I'm expecting that it's going to turn on its head at some point, but Bond is still, like, a pretty misogynistic asshole most of the time.
Oh, absolutely. James Bond sucks. And,
It's one of those things where, like, I like the Bond gadgets. I'm a fan of, like, that kind of spy fiction.
I really enjoyed the newest Charlie's Angels.
I need to see that. I've heard that's fun.
It was perfect.
Yeah. I'm thoroughly enjoying the audiobook for Trigger Mortis right now. Like I mentioned last week, it's read by David Oyelowo, who did the voice of Agent Callus on Rebels, I think was how I let people know.
Yeah, that's so great.
He's got such a good voice. And he's doing a really great job. I'm not super far into it. It's also just made me start watching James Bond movies again in my off time, but that's fine.
I know I'm going to catch a lot of flack for it because of what I just said, but I've only ever seen like one James Bond movie.
You should watch Casino Royale, the first Daniel Craig one, okay. Or Skyfall. Those are both really, really good.
I like the song Skyfall, so I guess I'll give that one a try.
I think after Casino Royale, I would say Skyfall is probably the best Daniel Craig movie.
Okay. I'll have to give it a try and tell you what I think.
Yeah. I don't know if they're available streaming somewhere. I think Netflix has the Pierce Brosnan's. I think we own them. That's fair. Yeah, you should watch them. They're not bad. They're not bad.
They're not bad.
The further back you go, the more problematic they are.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But my grandfather was a big Bond fan when I was growing up.
That doesn't surprise me at all from what you've told me about him.
We watched a lot of James Bond together. What about you? What are you reading?
I'm still working my way through the arc for the Poe Dameron YA novel.
Oh, yeah, how's that going?
By Alex Segura. It's so good. I'm so mad at you for not.
I know. I don't know why I haven't. I'm bad at ebooks.
Honestly, I've just been reading it on my computer. I feel like that is because I'm in, like, one position, and I'm not going to move from my, like, seat. Like, I have my laptop set up like a desktop, basically.
Yeah.
So, it's been. I mostly read it at night.
I don't know
if that's just. It's, like, a common thing for, like, people with ADD and ADHD, but, like, 12:30, 1 in the morning, when everyone else is asleep, and everyone shuts up, is the best reading time.
Yeah, I need to make a point to sit and just, like, read. Even since we've been home, most of my book reading has been audiobooks.
Hey, that's totally valid, and it's something we will discuss in our next episode.
Yeah. Stick around. Come back Thursday for our audiobook episode. E-books and audiobooks episode.
We're not giving you everything right now. You gotta come back.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much to our listeners. As always, you can look below for the link to our website where you can pre-order and order all of these books that we've discussed today. Want to say thank you to Austin Farmer for the use of our theme music. It is cut from the song Kill the Farm Boy off of his album Bookshelf Symphony Orchestra. And you can find a link to his Spotify below as well. Please email us any questions at podcast@mistgalaxy.com. And to find more news about upcoming events and new releases and to cash in on that Instagram takeover, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @mistgalaxybooks. You can find me on Instagram at @BeccaB_ and Twitter @BeccaBeean. Gary, where can they find you?
People can find me on Twitter at TheGaryRoby. That's R-O-B-Y for Roby. I have an Instagram that I have not used in over a year, so I'm not going to plug it.
Go to my Instagram to see pictures of my cat.
Yeah. Go check out Becca's.
All right, guys. We'll see you again soon in a galaxy not so far away.